We want to invite, as we did last week, someone from the congregation to come share a couple words with you about how God has been good to him and some of the ways that he has responded, in hopes that you all too will look deep into your lives and try to discover and discern the blessings that God has given you. And a reminder that at the end of our time, November 14th, actually in a couple weeks, is Consecration Sunday. And some of you have already received a word about that in the mail. Consecration Sunday is November 14th. And after the service on the 14th, there will be a wonderful meal, a catered meal, not a potluck fellowship. And so you'll want to put that on your calendar as an event to be here for. I want to ask Leonard Holton, if you would please, to come forward and share some moments with you.
It was very nice of McGray to put the text here for me so that I wouldn't have to work on that. Well, I'm pleased to be able to speak to you today, and I wanted to share with you a little bit about what God has done in my life and how grateful I am. I've given some thought to what I was going to say, and I, of course, think of many things that God has been good to me about and good to my family. But I thought I would try to limit it a little bit because Murgay did give me a time limit. Perhaps he felt I might, being a lawyer, run a little too long. But let me tell you about just a couple things I'd like to talk about. And, of course, the first is my daughter. Those of you who are familiar with us and our family know that almost 2 years ago, she was in a near-fatal accident. She suffered she was ejected from a vehicle, suffered a fractured skull. And it was, but for some very unusual turns, if you will, things that occurred that you would not expect to occur, she would have surely died. And we believe, and I think it's true, we believe that the Lord didn't want to take her and kept her for us, and that is, of course, a monster blessing. But beyond that, and then I get emotional when I talk about the accident, but beyond that, the Lord has provided us with the kind of blessing that he does, is that it's a continuing blessing. It's not just this event. It's that she's still with us, and she still adds so much to our life. Those of you who had the opportunity to be with her during Vacation Bible School, have seen her here, know what a wonderful person she is. And we're forever, forever thankful. The other blessing I wanted to talk about was my job, of all things. Now, I know that Friedman, I'm sure Patty can attest, grumble about my job, and I grumble about how I'm overloaded cases. I'm a public defender, and how it just seems like it never seems to cease that I have misery visit me in my office. But when I think about it, I often remember, and I try to keep it as a focus, that the Lord has blessed me in this regard. He's blessed me because he's put me in that position, but he's blessed me with the skills that I use in my job. Let me give you a couple of examples. And the examples happen every week without fail. This week on Wednesday, I had a case. I was representing a gentleman who was charged with a violation of community supervision. And under our laws, the sentence that he was to receive, the range within which a judge could sentence, was prison. So it was just a question of how long he was going to go to prison. And he had been writing me letters and calling me whenever he could get on the phone at the jail, and his family had been calling me in. You know, that puts a lot of pressure on me, you know, because at this point in time, I'm the last step between him and prison. And so I did the best I can, and I tried to give them a little optimism and all. But I was able to negotiate with the state attorney to waive the guidelines, these ranges which would require a prison sentence. Now, it's a bit of a gamble because we're in a position now where we don't know whether the judge is going to do what I wanted to do, which is don't send him to prison, or if the judge is going to go up the other way, all the way up to the top, so that the wide range was available. And his mother was there, and his sister was there, and I made my presentation on his behalf, and the state gave their presentation, and the judge went my way and sentenced him to jail, but that's really not very bad considering what he was facing, but ordered him to go into a program because he violated his supervision by using a narcotic. And he put him in this program, and as the judge was pronouncing the sentence, his mother, who was standing about as far as McGray is from me, broke into tears, just sobbing, because she was so afraid her son was going to go to prison. And those are uplifting moments for me. And it's not just a question that I was able to do that, but the Lord gives me an opportunity to be his tool, to do that sort of thing and to be his instrument of mercy. Friday of this week, a couple of days ago, I also had another hearing, a fellow who was violating his supervision. And as part of his plea, he had agreed to a 12-year suspended sentence. Now, of course, we all think about 12 years, but can you imagine 12 years that you would serve in prison? Now, you wouldn't serve all 12 of them, but even if you served 10 of them, every day you wake up for 10 years, you're going to be behind a door, you're going to be behind bars, you're going to be inside walls. And this fellow has a very severe drinking problem, and I think he recognizes it finally. And we've gone to great trouble. He has an uncle who has some money, because we could not have done this through the resources of our office, who retained a psychiatrist. And we were able to have him evaluated, and I put the psychiatrist on the stand on Friday. I'm going past my 5 minutes. But put the psychiatrist on the stand, and he was very good. And while I was waiting before that, I said a little silent prayer in court. There was another lawyer defending another person who was just about to go to prison. And I asked the Lord, I said, you know, help me to be a good advocate on his behalf, soften the judge's heart, and even soften the prosecutor's heart, which that would probably be the strongest prayer there. I mean, you know, or at least so I'd say the strongest task that the Lord would have faced in that regard. And we all know the Lord is capable of all things. And so I put him on, and then we argued, and the judge granted the prayer. He didn't send him to prison. He likewise put him in jail for a little longer, which I think, all things considered, was deserved, and granted him the opportunity to go to a rehabilitation center. And he was very happy. His family was very happy, and I was happy. Now, early in my career, I was probably kind of puffed up about those things and said, hey, you know, look what I did. But that's not how it is. And that's not how it is now. I recognize that all I did was the Lord's work and that he empowered me to do that. And I like to think of stewardship in why I've given you these examples. Stewardship being a requirement on my part to return that which is given to me, to use that which is given to me, to make the best of that which the Lord has provided me. And these two areas, my daughter being returned to us and my job and the opportunity that I have in my job to do his work and his good, gives me that opportunity. And I would ask all of you to look in your own lives and see where it is that the Lord has provided you a means by which you can do good, by which something he has given you, you can turn around and return the blessing he has given you to those around you. I thank you.